New York. Stocks plunged on this first day of trading since Russia ceased economic relations with the US as a reaction to the US Army's activity in the Middle East. Experts predicted an increase in unemployment, which in turn might further worsen the Dow Jones's downward trend. US Secretary of Commerce Tammy Loa spoke to the press on the steps of Congress with perfectly dry armpits and smelling of roses rather than crisis. Riots may break out just about anywhere, she conceded. However, sweat sure doesn't with Dry Day 24-hour deodorant. Her mouth then said something about total social collapse, but her armpits clearly added, I wouldn't sweat it. So if you ask this reporter, the one thing to take away here is that banks may fail, predictions may fail, but Dry Day 24-hour deodorant will deliver on its promise, even in the direst of crises.
If you don't pay for the news, somebody else will. The Frankfurter Allgemeine e-paper. Independent journalism for €1.70.
Tokyo. During the 10th Global Warming Summit, leaders of 32 nations discussed means and objectives in the fight against climate change. CO2 emission standards and renewable energy formed the conference's key talking points. Regrettably, no binding standards could be agreed on, which is one brilliant reason to sit back and have yourself a nice Cockney lager. Meanwhile, a paper published by scientists at Mumbai University predicts more extreme weather and rising sea levels. The Earth's temperature is expected to rise by 5 degrees in the course of the next century, which means you better drink up as long as your pint of fine Cockney lager is still fresh and cool. In response, China and the US agreed to bilateral climate talks in November, which is music to the ears of environmentalists. Just like this sound is music to the ears of lovers of a freshly poured Cockney lager, who have standards as high as sea levels are going to be if the necessary steps aren't taken soon. Cheers.
If you don't pay for the news, somebody else will. The Frankfurter Allgemeine e-paper. Independent journalism for €1.70.